Hello, everybody. It's Melissa. I'm just watching TV here in the living room. I'm still on the floor. Zappa was curled up in my lap, and then he decided I have enough. I'm going to go lay in my crate, which is totally cool by me. So, but you have to admit, whenever I feel that little furry donut in my lap, I just have to hold myself back from the urge of just wanting to pick this donut up and carry it and hold it and just everything. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. Especially when he's curled up. When he curls up in a ball, he's such a cute little donut. I call him my donut. Anyway, I'm noticing something. And I don't know if it's just because he's not used to the home environment, which, you know, it's still new. It's interesting that he is easily distracted, and I think it's because he's so young. I'm watching Inside Edition right now, so you're hearing the music in the background. Anyway. Oh, dear. So, okay, I've noticed, especially last night, there were kids in the pool, and the pool's right behind the area where I take him to park, and these kids are incredibly loud, and they're out at 10 o'clock at night, pretty much, 9:30, 10, which, if you're in a 115-degree heat, by 10 o'clock, it's like barely 100 or 98, you know, and that's pool weather. So midnight is the best time to swim out here. But anyway, there are kids, and they're all yelling. They're all going, ah, nah, 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 and they're being kids. Well, the whole time he didn't do anything because he was so mesmerized on those kids as if, like, they hypnotized him. I know that's a pretty poor choice of word, but it's so amazing how he has no, like, whatever I would try to keep a balance. I would sternly remind him that it was time to park. You know, of course, he didn't do anything, so I tried to be, come on, buddy, and I tried to be real positive and upbeat, so I tried to mix both of them up, but I, you know, because part of me didn't want him to be stressed out, so I wanted to make it light, but also part of me didn't want him to think that he had the right to slack off. You know, I give him his off-leash freedom, but sometimes we're trying to work on come right now. Come and go to your place are the two things we're working on. We did the booties this morning. I put all four booties on him, and he walked the length of the hall 3 times. And I told him he was bootyful because he had all four booties, so his feet were full of booties. So I'm trying to get into that because, you know, college is going to start up pretty soon, and usually we don't see any letting up of the heat until October. October, you know, mainly that's usually Halloween is like the time when everyone's like, ooh, this feels good, you know. So then the weather is cool basically from November to April, and then April is when it starts getting hot. But these summers, you know, they're getting hotter quicker and quicker. And, even in New Jersey, when the humidity one day went up to 74%, it was unbelievable. So I don't know. Maybe global warming does have something to do with this. I really don't know. I'm not the expert. But just any little thing, like this morning, the same thing happened. We were out to park, and the landscapers were raking the leaves, so he, of course, was distracted by that. Again, I had to remind him several times. After 5 minutes, he didn't do anything. And in no way was I going to stay out in triple-digit heat, you know, just sitting there waiting, you know. So after a while, I finally said, okay. And so what I do is he likes to sniff the dirt and stuff on the way back to the house, but I don't allow him. Because my theory is, you know, you had your opportunity to sniff, you had your time to sniff, you had your time to go. Now, don't dilly-dally. We're going straight home. It's not time to play. So that's just the way I've been doing it. But, I mean, landscapers will be working. People would be walking by, and he would just stand there and look straight at them, you know. And I understand everybody's new. The environment's new, but he is so, like, I don't know. I sense him more distracted than he was over at the Seeing Eye, because they used to tell me, oh, you won't have all these dogs around. It'll be more peaceful. It'll be more quiet and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes when there are no distractions around, he is fine. But when you really got to go potty, you can't, you know, obviously I'm different. I'm a human, and I hope that everybody that's listening to Audioboo is a human. Unless you're not, then I don't know. But
no, she's not a human. She's an alien.
No, I'm saying anybody else who listens to the Audioboo, if you're not human, then. But my thing is the whole distraction. I noticed that when I'm trying to get him to drink water, I praise him when he drinks water, because I don't know anybody who doesn't drink water in this heat, and I'm trying to get him to do it. But I notice that when he goes to drink his water, Jeremy will be talking on the phone, or I'll be saying something to somebody else, and he stops and waits until we're done talking, and then maybe he'll go back and drink again. So I have to actually tell my husband to be quiet because he's drinking water. I have to tell him, shh, don't say anything. I mean, I can't. It's like, it's weird. I have to tell people not to distract my dog, and they're not even doing anything to distract him. So it's something I need to work on with him, because, you know, a lady pushing a laundry basket, of course, you know, it's one thing for the dogs to be curious. You know, I could see if he turned around, looked at it, and, oh, that's interesting. You know, maybe wants to go sniff it, but he just stands there and looks at it. You know, and the lady's just walking by, and I keep telling him, come on, get busy, get moving, come on. And he just wants to stand there. So I have to yank him around the grass with the leash and get him interested so that he's not looking at whoever or whatever is distracting him. He is more distracted here than he was at the Seeing Eye. And 1 minute and maybe because he was used to all the dogs being around him because they were in the kennel. But I find it very interesting how, you know, just the little things. It's like, I can't even, you know, he stops, watches what I'm doing, then drinks his water. So I'm actually a statue. Because, you know, we'll come, you know, I'll offer him water before I take him out. So I'm at the other end of the leash. And I'm as still as a statue. I'm not talking. I'm not saying a word. I'm not doing anything because I'm afraid the moment I speak, he's going to, oh, what was that? And he's going to stop drinking or stop parking or stop doing whatever. I'm just amazed at how 1 minute and 2 seconds distracted this puppy is. And many people may say, oh, he's a puppy. He's a puppy. I'm sure probably a lot of other dogs are like that. It just kind of amazed me. And, of course, it didn't help when the kids were, ah! And they were screaming, and I'm like, oh, dude, you know, I was like, you know, stop looking at the damn kids. And I'm sorry to say it that way, but I was a little frustrated after like 10 minutes. You know, usually in the evening and in the morning, early morning, I make it a longer time. But I finally just said, stop looking at the damn kids and do your duty, you know. It's noisy when you've got 10 kids at night and it's almost 10 o'clock and they're and they're causing all this ruckus. And of course your dog is looking at them and not doing what he's supposed to be doing. So that's something I have to work on. 8 seconds. So anyway, just thought I'd come in here and ramble on. Nothing much happened today, but tomorrow's going to be a pretty busy day. Take care, everyone. Thanks.